Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in the world of sports has just unfolded as Pakistan has withdrawn from the 2026 SAFF Women's Championship, citing failure to receive a No Objection Certificate, or NOC, from relevant authorities amid India-Pakistan tensions following 22 April 2025 Pahalgam terror attack. But why does this matter? The tournament, now proceeding with 6 teams, including India, Bangladesh, Nepal, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, and Maldives, will be hosted at the Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Margao, Goa, from 25 May to 6 June 2026. What makes this significant is that the tournament is organized by the South Asian Football Federation, or SAFF. The absence of Pakistan will undoubtedly impact the dynamics of the championship. Remember this number, 6 teams will now compete for the title. Note this carefully, the host venue is the Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Margao, Goa. This is a favorite prelims fact. The 2026 SAFF Women's Championship will take place from 25 May to 6 June 2026. Now let us turn to the world of business and industry. ReNew Energy Global has announced an investment of 4,200 crore to establish a 6.5 gigawatt solar ingot wafer manufacturing facility in Ankapalli district, near Visakhapatnam, in Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu laid the foundation stone for this project. What does this mean for the economy? The facility is part of ReNew's 82,000 crore commitment to Andhra Pradesh and is expected to create over 2,100 direct and indirect jobs when commissioned within 24 months. Building on this, it is worth pausing here to note that the creation of jobs is a significant aspect of this project. The investment of 4,200 crore will have a substantial impact on the local economy. Crucially, the facility will contribute to the growth of the renewable energy sector in India. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of this development. The establishment of this facility will not only generate employment opportunities but also contribute to the country's renewable energy goals. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to remember that the National Statistics Office, or NSO, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, has launched the first ever annual survey of incorporated services sector enterprises, or ASIS. This survey covers all states and union territories with a reference period of FY 2024-25. The sample size of approximately 1.1 lakh enterprises will generate data on India's services sector, which contributes more than 50% of the country's GDP. But why does this matter? The services sector is a vital component of the Indian economy. What makes this significant is that the survey will provide valuable insights into the services sector, which will help policymakers make informed decisions. Note this carefully, the survey covers all states and union territories. This is a favorite prelims fact. The services sector contributes more than 50% of India's GDP. Now, let us turn to the current situation in Manipur. The Manipur ethnic conflict, which began on 3 May 2023 between the Meitei community and the Kukizo groups, has entered its third year with 217 deaths and over 58,800 persons displaced as of March 2026. Fresh violence in April 2026 included the killing of a 5-year-old boy and his 6-month-old sister in Bishnupur district. The state government lifted restrictions across 5 valley districts on 18 April 2026. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The ongoing conflict in Manipur is a significant concern for the government. So what exactly changed? The lifting of restrictions in 5 valley districts is a step towards restoring normalcy in the region. But why does this matter? The conflict has resulted in a significant loss of life and displacement of people. Remember this number, 217 deaths and over 58,800 persons displaced. Moving on to the weather forecast, the India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a severe heatwave warning for North and Central India from April 23 to 27, 2026, with temperatures projected to reach up to 44°C, which is 4-5°C above normal. East and West Uttar Pradesh are under severe heatwave alerts, while the Vidarbha region of Maharashtra faces an extreme heat warning. The IMD's April to June 2026 seasonal forecast warns of above normal heatwave days across East, Central, Northwest, and Peninsular India. What makes this significant is that the heatwave warning is a concern for the affected regions. Note this carefully, the peak temperature is expected to reach up to 44°C. This is a favorite prelims fact. The IMD has issued a severe heatwave warning for North and Central India. Crucially, the heatwave warning is a reminder of the importance of taking necessary precautions to stay safe during extreme weather conditions. Now, let us turn to the environment. The Center for Science and Environment, or CSE, has released the State of India's Environment 2026 annual report, highlighting that 7 of 9 planetary boundaries have been breached globally. Extreme weather caused 4,419 deaths in India in 2025. Only 15% of India's population lives within 10 kilometers of an air quality monitoring station. The invasive plant Lantana camara now occupies nearly 50% of forest scrublands, intensifying human-wildlife conflict. But why does this matter? The report highlights the significant environmental challenges facing India. What makes this significant is that the breaching of planetary boundaries has severe consequences for the planet. Note this carefully, the report highlights the need for urgent action to address environmental concerns. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Center for Science and Environment has released the State of India's Environment 2026 annual report. Now, let us turn to the Poshan Pakhwara campaign. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has concluded the 8th edition of Poshan Pakhwara, which took place from April 9 to 23, 2026, with the theme Maximizing Brain Development in the First 6 Years of Life. The campaign focuses on early childhood nutrition under the Poshan 2.0 framework and aligns with the NEP 2020's emphasis on early childhood care and education, or ECHI, as foundational to learning outcomes. What does this mean for India's development? The Poshan Pakhwara campaign is a significant initiative aimed at improving early childhood nutrition. So what exactly changed? The campaign's focus on early childhood nutrition is a step towards addressing the issue of stunting and wasting in children. Remember this number. The 8th edition of Poshan Pakhwara took place from April 9 to 23, 2026. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have other key facts. The Gujarat police launched NaritAI, an AI-powered tool to analyze narcotics case data and identify trafficking patterns. India's GDP rank has slipped to 6th globally, with a nominal GDP of $3.9-4.2 trillion. The UN Economic and Social Survey of Asia and the Pacific 2026 projects India's economy to grow 6.4% in 2026 and 6.6% in 2027. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It is essential to remember that current affairs are a crucial component of the UPSC exam. The ability to analyze and understand the significance of current events is a vital skill for any aspirant. The connection between current affairs and the UPSC syllabus is evident, and it is crucial to stay updated on the latest developments. In conclusion, The current affairs of today have a significant impact on our understanding of the world and its complexities. The developments in the fields of sports, business, environment, and governance are all interconnected and have far-reaching consequences. As we move forward, it is essential to stay informed and analyze the events that shape our world, and this is where Ujjari.com comes in, as your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation.